Hare Krishna. I don't know how I'll be able to get this podcast online. Almost for a day, we've had no internet all of a sudden. And it's been quite erratic lately. Let's see what happens. And tonight, Govinda Maharaj is going to come out with us to Gantoli. So we'll also have a nice podcast and pictures on that. I hope that'll be pleasing to everyone. Right now, I'm just answer this question from Avinata Devidasi, who writes as follows. Recently, we got tulsi mint tea containing dried tulsi and mint leaves as a present from a devotee for our Giriraj. Is it offerable? I would say it's offerable. Whether you should offer it or not, I would say no. I mean, to start with, I haven't heard of Krishna drinking tea. That doesn't mean he can't drink tea. He can eat pizza, so he can drink tea. But I haven't heard of Krishna drinking tea. And so I don't know why it would be part of Giriraj's diet or what particular benefit tulsi would be to him in that form. Generally, the form in which Giriraj wants tulsi is as a tulsi leaf offered with love and devotion. Offering a tulsi mint tea in itself, you could say it's no harm, but then you have to look actually at the source of that tulsi mint tea and also see that there is some particular consequences to that which may be much more displeasing to Giriraj than how pleasing it may be for him to drink tulsi tea. For instance, there are different products that we accept from Tulsi Devi. One of them is Kuntimala, another one is Japamala, but our condition for these is that Tulsi Devi should have died naturally in the course of either growing in the wild or being taken care of by devotees for the sake of being offered to the Lord. When someone does that as a business and they grow tulsi and then kill it, cut her down, cut her branches and so on for the sake of making beads, that is not something that we approve or want to participate in. One would expect that any kind of profitable business, if you want to make a business out of selling tulsi tea, whatever its medicinal purposes and so on may be, is only going to be profitable if you harvest tulsi. It's not going to happen just by waiting tulsi to drop leaves herself or waiting for branches to break off. So that means that if I use this kind of tea, if I purchase this type of tea, I'm participating in a type of industry which is exploiting Krishna's associate. It doesn't sound like something that he'd be very pleased with, or even particularly that he'd accept, even if you pour it in a cup and put it in front of him. And that's why I say, don't do it. There may be arguments that, well, you know, Tulsi Devi dies naturally. I wouldn't take the chance. I wouldn't believe it for reasons that I mentioned. I don't think anyone would get involved in doing any kind of business like that. And it doesn't sound profitable, manageable, but still, I just wouldn't risk taking that chance. And these type of situations can be gotten around by first asking Vaishnavas, spiritual master, can I offer or not, or should I accept? Start off with this principle, like, should I actually accept something? I very often am in a situation where devotees write me telling me that Krishna's great mercy has just fallen upon them and Krishna's manifest himself in the form of Radhakrishna deities or Jagannath or Shaligram Shila, and devotees would like permission to be able to worship them, or they've already started worshiping them, and can just have your blessings, or not even that, or can give me some direction on how to worship them now that I've decided to do so. And my suggestion would be that before accepting any gift of this type of spiritual nature, which has certain consequences, questionable consequences, and of which we're not clear or we don't have blessings, don't accept it. In other words, another way of going about it is that while someone offered us some Tulsi Mint tea as a present, but we didn't know whether we should take it, so we gave it back to them and told them that we'd really find out first whether we should actually accept this. Otherwise, once you've got it, then the natural question is, well, what do I do with it? Should it just sit around here, or should I actually do something with it? I know that sometimes the argument issue comes up about Tulsi having therapeutic value. It's used in medicines. I remember from my days in Chicago when my allergy was at its peak. My suffering from my allergy was at its peak. A doctor recommended to me that I make mixed Tulsi leaves with honey and some other things, and that that would help. I did it for a little while, but I didn't feel good. In other words, there's so many other different types of medication, so many things with medicinal benefit in which you don't have to become entangled with the complication of, am I committing an offense to a pure devotee, to an associate of the Lord? And so, better just play it safe. What's the loss? My suggestion in closing is, it's offerable, but I wouldn't offer it. Hare Krishna.